Early voting gets underway today in Walker County ahead of the May 19th general primary. Voters can cast ballots at the elections office on South Main Street in Lafayette and at Rossville City Hall, with polls open from 9 until 4. Early voting runs through May 15th, with additional locations opening May 9th, including Chickamauga's Civic Center and the Lookout Mountain City Hall. Extended hours will be offered on May the 12th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The ballot includes federal, state, and local races plus judicial contest. Election day is May 19th. The city of Lafayette has announced several road paving projects planned for 2026. Improvements are scheduled for Sleepy Hollow, Pledger, Johnson, Trails Lake, Anthony, Duke Street, and Hillsdale Road. That's in partnership with Walker County. City leaders say the focus on long-term results, often moving utilities before paving to avoid cutting into new roads later. Officials say the process takes more time. It has led, though, to better road quality across the city over the last decade. The projects are being funded through T-Splost. Some Georgia residents could be receiving extra money as the state begins issuing surplus tax refunds. The Georgia Department of Revenue says payments are being sent out in phases, with most eligible taxpayers expected to receive funds within 6 to 8 weeks. Refunds are based on previously filed state income tax returns and are part of an effort to return excess revenue to taxpayers. To qualify, residents must have lived in Georgia full-time for the past 2 years and filed on time. Payments are expected to range from $250 to $500, depending on the filing status. We've got more news after this. A long-awaited project honoring African-American history in Walker County is now underway. The Walker County African-American Historical and Alumni Association has broken ground on the African-American Memorial Park at Villanow and Oak Streets. The effort has been led by Beverly Foster and has been years in the making and supported by the community. Construction of the first phase will continue through 2026, with more phases planned. Donations are still needed, though. Memorial bricks are available for $100 and granite pavers for $500. You can find details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.